Elise Stefanik on glide path to UN confirmation after positive Senate courtesy calls. By Wendell Hasebo on November 21, 2024. UN Ambassador-designate Elise Stefanik appears to be on a glide path to confirmation after holding meetings this week with multiple senators. Positive meetings between cabinet nominees and senators, often called courtesy calls, are essential to the Senate confirmation process. Stefanik, one of the first nominations President-elect Donald Trump delivered after winning a landslide victory, has publicly pledged to champion Trump's America First agenda at the UN, an institution that badly needs reform. The world's largest international organization is in dire need of a wake-up call, and Representative Stefanik is uniquely well-suited to deliver it, Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, said in a statement after a courtesy call. I look forward to the Senate's timely consideration of Representative Stefanik's nomination. I hope and expect she will be a proud proponent of an American foreign policy based on peace through strength. Stefanik has so far met with Senators McConnell, Susan Collins, Army, Joni Ernst, RIA, Marsha Blackburn, RTN, John Barrasso, RY, Katie Britt, RL, Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, Shelley Moore Capito, RWV, Sen. Elect Jim Banks, RN, Tim Scott, RSC, and Steve Daines, RMount. I was honored to be the first senator today to meet with my friend at Rep. Stefanik regarding her nomination to serve as U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Britt posted on X. She is a champion in the fight against anti-Semitism and is committed to executing President Trump's peace through strength doctrine. The meetings come after Stefanik previewed her agenda for the post on Wednesday. I will stand up for President Trump's America First, peace through strength policies and bring moral truth and crystal clear moral clarity at the United Nations on day one, Stefanik declared at the Endowment for Middle East Truth's annual dinner. Stefanik cited examples of the UN's misdeeds, including UN Women deleting a post condemning Hamas's October 7 attack, the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, which reportedly contained Hamas staff, and the UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs pushing data from Ministry of Health. The health agency is heavily influenced by Hamas. My friend Elise Stefanik will bring a coup-and-stability and moral clarity to the UN and will always put America first. Banks posted on X. Stefanik rose to prominence in 2021 after replacing Liz Cheney as House Conference Chair. She then played a pivotal part in the Republican effort to retake control of the House during the 2022 midterms. Earlier this year, the New York Congresswoman was the leading Republican focused on rooting out anti-Semitism on college campuses. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X at Wendell Hasebo or on Truth Social at Wendell Hasebo.